service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
If you've been in the school of stature, you've heard that word, bara and asa. Bara means to be created out of nothing, to be created from nothing. Now, we read or spoke earlier how God has framed the ages, the times, with his word when he spoke it. The time that we live in, our being born into this generation, it was framed by God that we would be here. We weren't here in the 17th century. We won't be here in, 500 years from now if things are still moving along. We're here now. God framed it. Amen. He purposed it. This generation has an assignment. Amen. I said, this generation has an assignment. And God says, I create the fruit of your lips. See, what this generation doesn't accomplish, God will raise up a generation that will accomplish it. The Israelites, the first generation that he called and gave the promises to, they never entered. But he raised up a generation because his purpose will not be defeated. What God's going to do, if he don't use you, he's going to use somebody. Come on, I said he's going to use somebody because his plan and purpose cannot fail. His strategy cannot fail. But he's given us an opportunity. He's given us an assignment to fulfill. That's our obligation, our responsibility. And God says, I create the fruit of your lips. Now, I want you to see this. Let me use the word dualistically. God creates the fruit of our lips. The word is bara. He, in other words, the fruit. Now let's look at that. The fruit of our lips. Say this with me. I am God's child. For I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Now, there was something that just rolled off of our lips. God said, I will create the fruit of what you just said. I will create the fruit of your lips. What just rolled out of your mouth, I'll create that. That's why from time to time, when you're thinking gets bogged down or tied up, or you get on lock and you get your attitude gets wrong, and you start feeling bad about who you are and what God has done. You're not remembering any of this stuff. It's a time to start saying some stuff. Start speaking to that mind, not rolling over, wondering where God is. God is still there. Where he was always, he's still right there, still there. He's not even a prayer away. He's a very present help in the time of need. But see, he's created, or he's framed the age and put us in it and given us a free will, choices to make within that age that something he wants to accomplish in this time frame. But he's given man authority in the earth, so he has to work. He never does things outside of man concerning the earth. So he needs us to align ourselves in this age with what he is doing and stop trying to preserve our lives and live unto ourselves and give our lives totally over to him. And he said, I will create the fruit of your lips. Sometimes life is a mess because the fruit of your lips have been a mess. And the law, you'll have what you say. You talk negatively. Let me say poor mouthed, sickness, criticism, all this stuff all the time. Look at your life. Amen. I ain't got to ask you. Look at it for yourself. Take an honest look at it. You are reaping what you sow. He is creating the fruit of your lips. Always talking about how you never have enough and you never have enough. The fruit of your lips being created. If it ain't one thing, it's another. And it's always one thing after another. Because that's the fruit of your lips being created. God says, I create the fruit of your lips. Choose Joshua said, choose this day whom you will serve. If God be God, then serve him. You cannot serve two masters. You'll love the one and despise the other. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that has to do with the fruit of your lips. It's very important, the fruit of your lips. Now, let me show you something here. Go to Hosea chapter 14. For someone that might be out there and be trapped. See, you are snared by the words of your mouth. And you will eat good by the fruit of your tongue. You are either snared or liberated by what comes out of your mouth. It's not what goes into the belly. Now, people use that to do all kind of stuff. You know, it's not what goes, not what to go in that defile you, but what comes out. You know, so so they try to read between the lines there and do all kind of ungodly stuff because it ain't what goes in. Well, what'd you do when what went in? What was coming out? I don't remember. Yeah, I didn't think so. You see, in Hosea 14, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. He says here, take with you words, and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. So will we render to you. We will give to you the calves of our lips. In other words, there's some stuff I'm going to say to you. There's some things that are going to come out of my mouth. In returning to God, when you've fallen, when you've gone astray, when you've messed up, missed the mark, return with words. He said, return to the Lord. Take words and return to the Lord. Learn how to repent. Learn how to take words. Learn how to take the word of God and confess the word of God. When we are confessing the word of God, speaking the word of God, walking in the word of God, it does not mean that trouble is going to pass you by. It doesn't mean that trouble will come, but you will be buoyant in your spirit. You can keep on keeping on in the midst of trouble till trouble passes by. In other words, you are not consumed by the troubles. You're not overtaken. You are not defeated by the difficulty. But when you don't have the word in your mouth, then you become a victim of the circumstance. And if you start talking negatively and against the word of God in the circumstance, demons come to compound your difficulties. That's what will happen. But when you hold fast the confession of your mouth, God said, I will create the fruit of your lips. In other words, this too shall pass. But while the storm is raging, I can still be strong. I can still have peace. Because he said he will keep me in perfect peace when my mind is stayed on him because I'm trusting in him. And he'll take the fruit of my lips and create that. Come on, somebody. See, I don't know. I can't speak for you. I guess I can. We would give nothing for what God has given to us. Amen. It's better than riches. Amen. It's better than silver and gold. All the rubies and diamonds cannot be compared to it. Amen. Nothing can touch it. You don't believe it? Let God take it from you for a time. David got chastened one time and he said, Lord, do anything that you have to do, but please, take not your Holy Spirit from me. Can you only imagine what it was like with Jesus himself, whom all of heaven was inside of? But for that moment on the cross, that time on the cross, the Father and the Holy Spirit left him. He was there to die as a man. See, Adam tasted, Jesus had to taste. Think about what God did for us. This peace, it came at great expense. Amen. Now let's go take it a little higher. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Now look at this. Now here's where it gets a little, I pray that God will give us to understand, but it gets a little, I won't say complicated, but you have to take a deeper look with me here. In Hebrews 13 and verse 15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Here we have that phrase again, the fruit of our lips. Now let me try to put this together so we see clearly what God is saying to us tonight. God said, I create the fruit of your lips. Isaiah 57, 19, I will create the fruit of your lips. In other words, on our part, our responsibility is to speak the things that God says in his word. You may not know the specific verse and chapter. I'm not talking about just quoting Bible verses. I'm talking about the spirit of the word. There's a lot of things we may not know exactly in the word, but we can speak the spirit of the word. We can speak, no, that, you know, that's not of God. You know what is of God. And you know, this is what God thinks and this is what God says. But he creates the fruit of our lips. The fruit, God creates it. It's created, bara, from nothing. God has framed this time in which we live. Here we are walking in it, and God's given us an assignment. Like with Adam, he was a free will and a free moral agent. God was taking a chance with him, like he's taking a chance with you. You can either do what God says, or you can do what you want to do. You can do what God says, or you can live for the devil. You can do what God says, or you can still be a saint and have wicked ways and not do what God wants you to do. Hello, there are people today, I don't know what it's going to be like in the end, but there are people today that don't obey God. They're saved, but they don't always obey God. They disobey more than they obey. And they're not children. They're not little children. They're adults. And they need to be taught. They need to be corrected. But you understand what I mean? In this time frame that God has given us life, he's also given us responsibility. He says, I will create the fruit of your lips. So he wants us to homologeo, speak the same thing that he said. Why? His original purpose, bring heaven into the earth. Bring it here and then expand it till the earth was filled with the glory of heaven. And then to expand it into the universe, till the whole universe is full of his glory. That's his original purpose. That was his original purpose with Lucifer, his original purpose with Adam, his original purpose with Jesus coming as a man and getting and redeeming us back and establishing the church in the earth to bring heaven into the earth. You know, when you are truly speaking the word of God and your mind is renewed by the word and your mouth, you're speaking the word, you have peace, but you also have, let me say, you have a portion of heaven on earth. How many know there's peace up in heaven? Ain't nothing disturbing. Ain't no disturbances in heaven. Total peace. Amen? And that's God's will for us in the earth. But there's an adversary that we have to contend with. But God says, I will keep you in perfect peace, even when you're contending, if you keep your mind stayed on me.
We are continuing in part 5 of Transformation, Speak to the Mount. Jesus outlines his plan for success in the earth in Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It is important that we know our purpose here on earth. We must seek God first in all that we do. God's plan will never fail. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, God proclaims, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God's plan is a plan of peace, prosperity, and of assured victory.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.